As the Earth continues to warm, there are more and more signs of how our climate is becoming unbalanced. More deadly and erratic hurricanes are one sign, crushing heat waves another, and wildfires are incinerating nature and communities around the world, from Alaska to Central Africa, Southeast Asia, and especially this year, the Amazon. Tropical zone farmers around the world often burn parts of the rainforest to clear the land and boost soil fertility. But it's a temporary fix, as the soil is quickly exhausted, so to keep farming, they have to keep burning deeper and deeper into the forest. Often called the lungs of the earth, what happens in the Amazon does not stay in the Amazon, and Brazil had reduced deforestation rates over the last decade. But the new national government relaxed enforcement of conservation laws, and there were three times as many wildfires this July as compared to the same time last year. Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom spoke with Carlos Nobre, senior researcher at the University of Sao Paulo.
It's very rare natural fires in the Amazon. So we know when there are fires, it's mostly for expanding the agricultural frontier into the forest.
And the new president of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, has been nicknamed Captain Chainsaw for his attitude towards the Amazon. Can you tell me, please, more about his policies and rhetoric and how that's contributing, in your opinion, to this surge in fires there?
He called himself Captain Chainsaw just to illustrate his views on the way we should proceed with development in the Amazon. He does not believe the indigenous territories should be kept the way they are. He believes they should be transformed into big cattle ranches as well, or open them up to mining. His views represent just a minority of people, which really do not have much power, except they are very close allied with a conservative agribusiness. A conservative agribusiness sector wants perpetually expand the land for cattle ranches for agriculture. However, this is not necessary. And the Amazon and other parts of Brazil can produce a lot of food without further deforestation. It's simply a matter of increasing efficiency in Brazilian agriculture. And recent polls show that 90% of Brazilians are against Amazon deforestation. His views are the views of a very few people, and they are not really the views of Brazilians. Brazilians really care about the Amazon, not today, but forever.
Well, let's talk a bit about why the Amazon is so very important, even outside of Brazil, starting with its role as a carbon sink. What role does the Amazon play in the world's carbon budget, and how has that changed as a result of these fires?
So the Amazon, as a natural sink, the forest removes something up to 2 billion tons of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere every year. This is about 5% of total emissions by human activities, 70% combustion of fossil fuels, and 24% deforestation and agriculture. So the Amazon alone removes 5% of that 40 billion tons. This is crucially important, because otherwise the planet would be warming up much, much faster than we are observing. If we lose most of this carbon stored in the vegetation, we are not going to meet the targets of the Paris Accord of 2 degrees Celsius maximum warming, or preferably 1.5 degrees Celsius.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a bit about water. The billions of trees in the Amazon produce an awful lot of water in the course of their lives. Can you tell me a bit about the role of the forest in the hydrology of the region and worldwide?
Tropical forests, they have this very special characteristics, which is they produce photosynthesis all year round, because all this rain goes deep into the soil. They have very deep roots, 10 meters up to 12 meters. So you don't see any seasonal variability in photosynthesis in the production of organic material. And of course, the temperatures are very adequate for almost maximum, optimal level of photosynthesis. Therefore, they keep transpiring water, evaporating and transpiring. We call evapotranspiration all year round. So that water is very important to induce the formation of clouds, cloud droplets, and rain. So tropical forests are the most efficient biome to recycle water. Many studies indicate that without the forest, the overall rainfall in the Amazon would be something like 25% less. And if the rainfall is less, most of the forest will become a dry savanna.
And of course, the irony here is that this forest is being cut down for agriculture, and the very crops and cows that require water will be harder to grow in the long term as rainfall patterns shift and the forest is degraded even further.
Absolutely. This is very true. Without the Amazon, we have many impacts on the possibilities of agriculture. One is, yes, reduction of rainfall in distant, remote areas, but also there is a direct effect on temperature. Tropical forests cool the atmosphere because most of the solar energy reaching the forest is used to evapotranspire water. And if you reduce the forest, more of the solar energy is used to heat up the air. So the air is warmer by 2 to 3 degrees centigrade. So that air is not only hotter over the forests or what used to be a forest, but also when they travel southward and they reach central Brazil, an area of agriculture, they will also reach that area to 2 degrees, 1.5, 2 degrees warmer. And that's very damaging to agriculture because remember, this is tropics. This is already very, very hot places. Agriculture is, let's say, almost at the limit in these areas in terms of temperature. So that will reduce productivity of agriculture and also cattle in central Brazil.
Now, we hear a lot about the notion of the Amazon reaching a tipping point. That is where the whole system turns from rainforest to savanna. How would that happen and how far are we from such a tipping point?
This is one area that I've been working with colleagues and my PhD students for many, many decades. And recently, we look at all human drivers, deforestation, climate change due to global warming, and also vulnerability of forests to increased number of forest fires. We put all those three drivers together, and then we concluded that because all these three drivers are acting upon the forest simultaneously today, we should not exceed the deforestation figure 20-25% of the forest. If we exceeded this range, 60% of the forest will slowly over 3 to 5 decades turn into dry savannas. This is the tipping point. And we are currently something like 15-17% deforestation in the whole basin. So we are not that far. Under the current rates of deforestation, this is something between 20 and 30 years into the future, very, very close to the present.
If we do reach that tipping point and the Amazon turns to savanna, what does that mean for the world? What does that mean for, our own survival, hydrology, the carbon budget, and so many other things that we maybe can't even anticipate?
Well, first, we have to be very concerned with the survival of tens of thousands of species endemic to the Amazon, which will go extinct. So loss of biodiversity will be very significant. The Amazon forest is the most species diverse place on Earth. Then probably we are going to lose over the course of a few decades, perhaps 3 decades, a very large amount of carbon. The dry savannas store much, much less carbon, maximum 1/3 as much carbon as a tropical forest. So all that carbon ends up in the atmosphere as carbon dioxide, making the possibility of reaching the Paris Accord targets for 1.5 or 2 degrees much harder, much, much harder. In fact, almost it makes impossible to reach the 1.5 target. So, and also, of course, it changes the climate in the whole basin, less rain, much hotter, and also it will interfere remotely in climate, in rainfall, in many distant areas, perhaps even Southwest U.S., but certainly Eastern South America.
Well, this is all very depressing. What can a listener do? Somebody that's listening to us talking right now and feeling rather helpless about it, what can we do?
We have really to force the sectors exploring economically the Amazon. So it's very possible to have production of many, many products in the Amazon with a zero deforestation policy. So this is a possibility within our hands, but responsible consumption is a key element. And of course, when you go one step higher and you think about, let's say, investment funds, they own partly these big soy companies, meat companies. If these investment funds really have a policy of zero deforestation in their portfolios, that would rapidly drive deforestation to nearly zero. I think, you know, consumers, they have the solution in their hands. It's more effective coming from that front rather than, let's say, expecting the producers, agribusiness to be responsible or go along those lines on their own. They have to be forced to do it by the market. And also, we are going through a process in Brazil and many Amazonian countries that one should be careful expecting governments to take all these actions. They are probably not going to take those actions on the short run.
Carlos Nobre is a senior researcher at the University of Sao Paulo. Carlos, thank you so much for taking this time with me.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.